You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, get us into this segment. Well, let's talk about your wife's feet.
Yeah, I'll share a sweet little moment that happened at the house the other day, and it just kind of gave me the feels, and it just kind of reverted me back to the whole when you do your vows and all that crap when you get married, you know, sickness and health, better for worse, blah, 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 blah. And it was just kind of a sweet moment when you're helping your spouse out, because I came upstairs and she was in the bathroom and she goes, "Honey, come here, honey." And she just got out of the shower. So I was like, bonus. Well, I got in there and she's sitting on the floor with a bag of cotton balls and a little bottle of acetone. I'm like, what are you into today? And she's like, "I need you to take the toenail polish off my toes." I was like, what? And I guess she had just gotten her nails done, like, earlier in the day, and she needed to take the toenail polish off so she couldn't handle the acetone. So for, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, I'm sitting there on the floor with the bag of cotton balls, and I got a foot in my hand, and I'm taking off the nail polish. And we just kind of started giggling, you know? It was just kind of one of those moments where you look up at each other, and you're like, oh, we're still kind of in love. And isn't it nice to have each other for these type of silly little things?
Just when these moments arrive.
I know.
And there's somebody there to take off my toenail polish.
Exactly. And it was like something I would never offer up or anything. But it was just like a special moment, having her feet in my hands and doing that. I was like, this is what marriage is all about.
I have never taken off toenail polish. I have applied toenail polish before. Mm-hmm. So I've done that. I remember with...
it wasn't difficult.
If the segment is called "What Strange or Unusual Thing Have You Had to Do for Your SO?"
Or
the
sweet.
More unusual, the better.
Or sweet,
if you want.
I like the sweet stuff. Now, Dom, you've been married more than any of us on the show. Do you have something?
The only thing I've got like that was my ex Bev, where I would color her hair.
That's sweet. That's a solid.
She always kept her. Whatever, cosmetology, what's that called? Whatever, hair doer's license. She got it when she was in college to work her way through college. And then even though she went on to other career choices, she always kept her license so she could go buy the product.
Get that product cheaper. For cheap, yeah.
And so she was like, every 12 weeks or so.
You were in there with the rubber gloves on.
Put the gloves on, get the stuff out, and
away you go. She always looked great. So
that's the only one I can think of.
That's sweet.
Off the top of my head. I'm trying to think if there's going to be something coming up here with Gretchen, because she's got a broken foot right now and she's in this stupid boot and it has made her life hell. I got to think that sometime over the next couple of weeks, something's going to come up where I'm going to have to do something that she can't do.
Yeah, probably
because of this boot.
You have to clean a foot. You'll be doing foot stuff,
maybe,
too.
I don't know.
Now, Josh came scampering in. Have you ever done anything for a lover?
I have. There was one thing a long time ago back when I was in college, and I had a girlfriend at the time, and she was trying to get into a certain college that she really, really wanted to get into, and she wasn't quite sure how to go about something, so I have to finally admit this. I ended up writing you have to write a paper to get into college. So, why I should get into this college. She had no idea how to do it. And so I ended up doing that for her, which I don't know if that's
as her.
Yeah, as her.
And did she get in?
She got in and then broke up with me like 6 months later. So, very, very happy for her.
But that's pretty sweet. That's pretty cool that you did that.
She got in.
And then she discovered the frat house.
Yeah. And we haven't talked since. So I'm so happy for her.
That's unique, buddy.
She got into the school and then she got out of the relationship.
Yeah. She did. And she's happy. She's very happy.
I bet she is. That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty nice that you did that to get somebody in college.
I thought it was kind of nice. It got her into it. It really did. So I'm happy.
She wouldn't
for her.
Need to anymore. Now she's got ChatGPT. She's got AI to
run. Oh, my gosh. I know.
Yeah, oh,
lucky.
I was talking about there's going to be some stuff coming up, I know, with Gretch because she's got a broken foot. Along those lines, Carly says, "My ex-husband was my driver for months after, get a load of this, Jer, after I broke both of my ankles in a skiing accident."
Oh, yeah.
he was a real trooper. I noticed it says that's her ex-husband. I don't know if maybe he was
he
like,
got sick of it.
She's so clumsy. I got to get out of here.
I got two for you. Danielle says, boys, on the sweet side, my husband occasionally leaves me a rose on my car seat when I get in and I see it when I go to work. She says, gets me every time. And then total opposites. Melissa says, I had to wipe my husband's rumpus after he almost died, wrecking the ATV and breaking 7 ribs. And I told him not to buy the ATV. So that's total sickness and health right there. Couple more that made me laugh. Becky says, my husband had to literally help me peel off an incredibly tight sports bra after a workout. We were cracking up through the entire process. That sucker was glued to me. Hey, yeah, those things get on there tight, man. Those are hard to get off.
Yeah.
A friend told me.
Going back a step to that one that you were talking about, the wiping thing.
Yeah.
I seem to recall talking to somebody on the show not long ago who broke both wrists or whatever. So they had cast things from about their elbow all the way down to the middle of their hand.
Sounds familiar.
And we were asking that came up, that they said their spouse had to assist them in the bathroom for a while.
I could not do that. I would not. I'd figure out another way, you know.
What would be the other way? That's a great question.
Instantly,
because I wouldn't want to do that either.
You know those boot brushes that you can get by your back door that's like a brush, and then you rub your foot against the brush to get all the dirt off? Yes. You need a butt brush for the toilet area that you can just lean over and just twerk on it to clean yourself.
I would think.
It's the booty brush, and that needs to be a thing, because I love my wife. She loves me, but I still don't want her to have to do that for me at all. I'd have to find another way. I feel like you could lay a whole roll of paper towel on the floor, too, and maybe straddle that.
Just be like a puppy and just drag your butt across the floor.
I think that would be a pretty good way to do that.
Good morning, everybody, by the way. Good morning.
Everybody got that visual right now of straddling an entire roll of toilet paper. Mm-hmm. Let me give you one more that's probably relatable to a lot of ladies. Rena says, boys, my husband had to help me pull up a pair of Spanx leggings for a night out. I was determined to fit in this dress. I had to lay on the bed, and he squeezed me in. Again, she says, laughing the entire time.
It's like making sausage.
Shoving the fat in there. Get in there.